and I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay. Is this the oh, recording? Yours? Why is it not recording? Is yours?
What do we have?
Hello, Elias. Hi, Elias.
And how are you proceeding, my friend?
Oh, who knows? The Mayan calendar, I guess, has ended. It's winter solstice, and it looks like snow on the horizon. And we have 75 plus people coming for our first party in the party barn, and I have moved completely here. I don't have an apartment in Dallas anymore, and I just... It's a little bit scary at times because I still don't have a job here, but I haven't had too many panic moments. It's pretty good.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I think we'll start with a couple of focus type questions and then get to the meaty stuff.
Very well.
Go ahead. I've met someone named Malcolm, and I wanted to know his essence name. I've had a couple pop in that I've called him in my head, and I'm not sure whether they're focus or essence. And one was Eric, and the other was Matthew.
Both focus names.
Okay. And his essence name?
Those are focus names that you have shared.
And that was his character, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is his essence name?
Essence name, Aiden.
Oh, cool. Oh, okay. A-D-A-I-N?
Yeah.
Very good. My sense is that he is either... that he's some combination of Zuli Gramada, but I don't know which would be belonging and which would be aligned.
Belonging Gramada.
Okay.
Aligned Zuli.
Okay, very good. And I don't have a sense yet of whether he's soft or common or intermediate.
No impression?
No, I mean, I would just be absolutely guessing, and you call me on that when I do it. is he soft?
Common.
Is that the problem? He's Zuli, so that's probably typical for Zuli, right? If you're physically...
I would express that. Would be typical for any
statistically, yes.
All right. We knew we were atypical, especially since we're twins.
Is he emotional?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not totally guessing. Okay, thank you very much. Your turn.
Well, since today is officially the end of the Mayan calendar, I thought it might be interesting to find out what percent shifted we are now. I think, what was it last time? 63%?
Approximately 65. And no catastrophe.
No catastrophe. It's We're just going to party, and we'll see if anybody runs naked around the barn. That may be the biggest catastrophe we have. No. I mean, I haven't been watching the news, but it doesn't appear that we have any catastrophes today.
Well, I had just a couple. I wanted to see what I asked you before about the guy that I'm involved with, Robert or Cho. Is he an observing essence for Harold in our 1066 focus?
Yes.
Is he also observing Gruffid?
Yes.
Are both of those lifetime?
Yes.
Cool. Cool. Do he and I have a focus where I'm a druid and he's a Roman soldier or a Roman captain?
Yes.
Cool. So since we have been involved with each other, we've created a lot of new focuses.
Correct.
And this morning, I kept having these numbers, 3, 4, and 2, and they kept alternating. Do we now have 324 focuses?
Correct.
And do I now have 3,043 focuses?
Correct.
Show off.
Congratulations.
How many focuses do I have?
And you're impressed.
The last time I guessed, you called me. You called me on impressions. 25, 12.
Add one.
25, 13. Oh, that's pretty cool. And I just thought of something I was going to ask, and now it slipped.
How many focuses does Linda have with Aiden?
And you're on
track
then? 576.
Oh, very cool. It just popped in my head. Cool. Go ahead and ask your ones, and then
Robert has 3 children, and I wanted to know if you could tell me their essence names, the essence name for Dakota.
Aileen, A-I-L-E-E-N.
And it's pronounced Aileen. And for Elliot?
Avril. A-V-R-I-L.
Oh, okay. And Corey?
Look at those trees. It was sleeting a minute ago.
Then two quick things. Is Robert, one of his colors orange and the other a dark purple, almost indigo?
Yeah.
Focus color the orange?
Excellent. Thank you. And I had a question. Is Jeremiah Lanza, or now I'm forgetting if it's Lanza, I think it's Lanza in Uganda, he's a primatologist. Is he a current focus of Ruthana's as well?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's Luanga. Okay, cool.
Are we ready? Oh, you have a focus question named Jeremiah Lanza?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so we're right, ready
that's
for
the
substance.
Easy stuff. So we wanted to spend the rest of our time seeking your counsel.
That's what you do, isn't it?
Like so.
Oh, cool.
For me, my life has just been all over the place. I won $10,000 for a food contest for this banana nut bourbon pound cake, and have had just a lot of really exciting things happen around that, including we're going to have all the appliances we need for the studio barn. And
congratulations.
It's been really fun. I was in the magazine and on the newspaper. It's kind of crazy, and I'm having just a fabulous time exploring this new relationship. And so those things are just really exciting. And then on the other side of the coin, I am absolutely bored silly with my job and feeling very restricted but I've made no progress doing hypnotherapy or past life regression. It's just sitting there. I don't know what I'm doing with the Revoresco. And so I wondered if you had anything you could counsel me about on being rudderless at the moment.
How are you proceeding in fun directions and directions that you want to engage, other than winning the contest?
I've always wanted to have more privacy to do the hypnotherapy session. So just this past week, we got doors built and installed in the study, so that now we have a private space to do hypnotherapy sessions. We now have the barn. It will be set up when we get the appliances, where we can start doing cooking classes. So little steps like that, but it's sort of like background.
I'm very explicit. These are not little steps.
They're not?
No. I'm explicit that these are significant steps.
It's a big barn.
I would express also that perhaps the issue is not what you are not accomplishing, but more so being patient and acknowledging what you are accomplishing.
Linda's writing that down.
I'm just writing it in big letters for you, my dear.
But expectation is a significant aspect in this situation.
Wait, say that again, please.
Patience. A significant aspect in this situation. That you are accomplishing, but rather than acknowledging what you are accomplishing, you are pushing and expressing an invalidation of what you have accomplished by expressing that it is not enough or it is not fast enough.
So I'm sort of doing that with the Revoresco too, aren't I? Because my body has made some pretty significant shifts in shape and just its overall expression. But I think I've been discounting that and then producing some illness too.
I would agree. But you are not acknowledging what you are doing and what you are accomplishing. Let me express to you, my friend, this is very significant. But this is one of the most destructive expressions when you are moving in the direction that you want to be moving in, is that you are not acknowledging what you are doing and the significance of the accomplishment that you are expressing. Remember what I have expressed previously, for this is very important. The nature of consciousness is to expand. Therefore, the nature of consciousness is more. Your choice is, what do you want to create more of? If you are not acknowledging what you are accomplishing, if you are not recognizing and expressing that satisfaction with self in what you are accomplishing and what you have, enough.
Hmm.
Not fast enough, not enough. And by our very nature of being as consciousness, that is what you will create. More of not enough.
So I've also done that then with my practicing the hypnotherapy and the past life regression. I don't know, maybe it goes back to that core belief of mine about mastering and me just being patient while I'm exploring and experiencing the techniques.
And the point is to be generating fun and enjoyment. Not to master it first, and then express it. There's a reason that action is termed to be practice. That even professions are termed to be practices. But it is an ongoing exploration. It is not that you master and then practice. If you have mastered, there's no point in practicing. In this, it is a matter of allowing yourself to enjoy and to enjoy fun. I am very aware that this is a very different perception than what you are accustomed to, which I have been discussing with you along this journey, that this is a very different direction that you are choosing, in that it is a matter of allowing yourself to move outside of the box. And the box is what you are familiar with, or what is expressed as the acceptable manner in which you create a business. Stop moving in the direction of the mission statement. The mission statement is not only a piece of paper. The mission statement is not only the statement that you set forth that is the objective of your business. The mission statement is, in actuality, a mindset. It is the statement of what you do futurely as the perfected expression of the business, which does not allow you to practice now. It holds you in the future. And in holding you in the future, what are you doing now? You are discounting and devaluing the accomplishments that you are creating, or you place them all in the category of not enough.
Wow.
Or they are not perfect yet. Therefore, they are irrelevant. They are not valuable. They are dismissed. I would express to you, interpreting the action of involving yourself in this contest, that winning.
Uh-huh.
And winning $10,000 of your dollar and winning the appliances that you deem necessary or important for the action of your business. This is an enormous accomplishment.
Cool. Oh, I think we can feel the excitement about that. And I think that, I mean, me, that wasn't really me winning that. That was Linda and me. That was us, that she was a significant part of us coming together and pooling our energy.
I'm understanding that you share the accomplishment. But what is also important is for each of you to acknowledge your own accomplishment in that also.
Okay.
I accomplished. Not only we accomplished.
It was abundance you brought in.
We accomplished, but also I accomplished.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
It is a matter of acknowledging both. And in that, this is the reason, my friend, that I am expressing information in relation to feeling that signal. However, the feeling of not enough is also a signal.
Mm.
And it becomes greater than the feeling of excitement. How much time, actual time, have you interpreted, have you allowed yourself to feel excited? How much time have you engaged feeling not enough?
Probably they're disproportionate.
Very much so. I would express that whatever amount of time in minutes that you have expressed excitement for what you are accomplishing or what you have accomplished, it pales in how much time in minutes you are expressing impatience and that you have not accomplished yet. Or that you are continuing to wait.
It sounds like I may have been doing that as well in regard to, you know, I think in part I can't feel, I keep thinking I can't yet celebrate that I made arrangements to get to work from Goddess Acres this semester and just go back to Dallas. And because I'm still thinking, but I haven't made it permanent yet. And so I think what you're describing, I've been doing as well. And I've been having physical symptoms too, not the same as Brenda. And I know it's related, you know, that it's my body expressing feelings. But I've had the sense though that my body, this intestinal or stomach stuff that I get, that it's been linked more to an issue of worthiness and deservingness, both in regard to my career and in regard to sexuality and polyamory. Is that a wrong interpretation?
Not wrong, but what is lacking is the recognition that it is all interconnected.
Right, okay.
That this expression of not perceiving yourself as worthy or not valuable enough or not deserving enough. Carries into these other expressions in which you subsequently downplay your accomplishment.
Okay. Yeah, I can.
Do not allow yourself the fullness of the excitement and the inspiration that springs from the excitement. But that element of not deserving or not as valuable or not worthy carries into and colors what you do accomplish and reinforces the not enough.
So
that is not done, therefore is not enough. It's not finished, therefore it is not to be acknowledged yet.
Okay.
You are waiting rather than expressing from now. And as I expressed previously in this conversation, this is the choice. What do you want to create more of? More waiting? More not acknowledging, more not enough? Or do you want to create more of satisfaction, excitement, inspiration, comfort? If you want to create more of those expressions, it is a matter of paying attention and acknowledging those expressions now.
So when it feels like we're bumping up against practicalities or practical choices and we're not seeing as many choices as we'd like to see, is that a reflection of that concentration on not enough? Or I'm not sure where that part comes from.
Not enough or waiting.
Okay.
Or so waiting.
Okay.
Waiting for a different outcome.
Yeah. Or wait.
And acknowledging what you are accomplishing.
I think sometimes it feels like waiting for a broader menu of choices to appear.
But the broader menu of choices will not appear if you are waiting.
Okay.
The choices appear when you are acknowledging the choices you are engaging.
Okay. The choices we are engaging and feeling good about?
Yes.
Okay.
You are accomplishing. And in this also, it is a matter of reminding yourself what actions, what expressions, what time framework are you expressing satisfaction with now? Are you expressing comfort with now? Acknowledging that rather than acknowledging what you are not comfortable with or what you are not satisfied with.
Okay.
By waiting for it. In this, it is important to be turning your attention when you are dissatisfied or when you are frustrated or you are not viewing other choices. Allow yourself to pause. Remind yourself, patience is not waiting. Patience is allowing. When you are allowing, answers come. When you are waiting, you present yourself with nothing but more waiting. When you are patient, you are allowing. And when you are allowing, you can relax and acknowledge what are you doing that is satisfying, that is comfortable. Pay attention to that.
Okay. So will you join us at our party tonight?
Definitely.
I have to ask you something really... No, I'm not. I'll save it for another time.
She wants to know about a dance.
Huh?
I was going to
ask you about a coffee cup experience. I asked you one time, it was really silly. I was driving in the car and I had this full cup of coffee. And I don't know, I was thinking about sex. And I asked you if you missed sex. And instantly my coffee, I hit a bump and my coffee just exploded out. Was that you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you miss sex?
I would express it's not a matter of missing, but most definitely a matter of acknowledging the enjoyment of that.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from.
Party day.
Party day.
Well, I shall be expressing my energy with your party.
Well, thank you. We will save a dance for you.
Very well.
how will we know which song is yours?
I would express pay attention, and perhaps you may even notice my energy superimposed upon one of your dance partners.
Oh,
how fun.
My mind's going crazy. All right. I'm sorry.
I'm the slapper.
All right. I'm going to expect a kiss tonight.
I have always enjoyed dancing.
Cool.
Well, then we're going to dance for hours in the studio party barn.
Okay.
Very well. Cool. It was nice to talk to you on this significant day.
And you also. And I express my congratulations to you both in your accomplishments. I express my acknowledgement of your holiday. And express an energy of encouragement and comfort and happiness in both of you.
Thank you very much. Love you.
I will be anticipating our next meeting, my friends, and the report of how well you are accomplishing paying attention to your accomplishments.
Yes, we shall. We're going to be annoyingly so.
Ah, excellent. You both in tremendous affection and lovingness, my dear friends. I love
you. See you on the dance floor. Bye.
Bye.
3355. Hello?
Mary!